Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Yes, Lee, they really, and I mean really, are this insane.
How insane are they, Tara?
Oh, very insane. Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, actually arguing that there was no reason to deport the precious, sweet, kind child sex offender to Louvain. How does it make anyone safer, Lee? Okay, let's review.
Yeah.
He repeatedly, over months, raped a 10-year-old girl. This is not in dispute. Even governor of Minnesota, the lunatic, Ted Walz, because this is crazy. Raped the 10-year-old girl. The illegal immigrant rapist from Laos admits this and calls it a minor thing with no irony of any kind, right? Yes, she is a minor. He tried to pay her for her silence. And when that didn't work, he intimidated and threatened her against going to the authorities. When asked about this, the child rapist said, well, in my country, this is a normal thing.
Newsflash, you're not in your country. Gosh.
I don't think this is a normal thing in Laos. I know a lot of Laotian Catholics never heard this before.
Geez.
And anyway, it wouldn't matter because guess what? He didn't grow up there. He grew up here.
Oh, great.
But he's an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
So Tim Walz, and I wish I could show you this, Mrs. Radio, with a true look of wonder on his face, he believes what he's saying here, the governor of Minnesota. How does it make America safer to get rid of a child rapist? You want me to answer that question?
Yeah, really.
But I bring this up, and I open the show with it to show you who they are. Who they are. These people will look at you straight in the face and ask, well, can't we just, come on, please, can we keep this child rapist? I mean, come on, please, he'll vote Democrat.
While speaking to the news media today, the governor was asked about the 42-year-old father's recent deportation.
Did that make us any safer? Did that make the children that are left behind any more stable? Did it improve the idea that we can't all be judged by our worst day?
Well, speak.
What in the heck is wrong with this man?
He's a pedophile. There's no other. You can't
you mean
look
Walz?
At. Yes. Okay. Yes. I believe that he has that orientation. I'm saying he did anything. I think he can't see it. Because he has the same attractions. Not saying he's ever acted on them. I have no proof of that. What other reason could there be beside the fact you're stone cold evil? I can't even understand. Whoa, don't judge me on my worst day. On my worst day. Your worst day is, and it wasn't one day. Again, it was months of rape.
Yeah.
So it's not, oops, I slipped up. She flirted with me one time.
Which does not in any way be an excuse.
No. No. On his worst day, don't judge him. She's 10. It's not like she was 17. You know what I'm saying? Like right on the line here. She's 10. The only way that this is... I came out the door. I said, like, you know, if you have attraction to children, then it wouldn't seem that bad to you. I can't come up with anything else, Lee, besides stone cold evil. And you are so evil, in the case of Tim Walz, you can't see normalcy. You can't see it. It's like a handicapped. It's like your vision is clouded. This guy was almost the vice president of the United States of America.
Talking about dodging a bullet.
You can't see. And he's arguing, how does this help the children? What is he talking about? This guy has gone and had, because of course he did, 6 kids with some woman, 3 of whom are girls. And Walz, you got to understand what's going on with Walz here. Okay, he's criticizing Marco Rubio and Donald Trump for deporting the sex offender. He did everything Walz did he could to keep this guy here, because in Minnesota, the final pardon board's 3 people, right? Walz is one of them. So he was one of the 3 votes to keep him. And the justification of Walz was, we can't separate him from his children. You mean the 3 girls living in his house?
Who are in danger, quite honestly?
They got friends. Are there neighbors? Don't judge him by his first day. Worst day. How are we any safer? And he's not joking. He's serious. He's dead serious. Here he is. This is, and by the way, he doubled down on that yesterday. This is him on June 27th.
In this case, I would state this, that I can find no reason how Minnesota will be safer or better if Mr. Vang is deported to a country he has not been to since he was a child.
So I'm playing these 2 clips for you. 100% of his concern is for the illegal immigrant. 100%. Mm-hmm. But poor Mr. Vang. What will he do? I think he'll be quite happy. Didn't he say that's his country's culture? You sleep with little girls? I'd send him there. He seemed to really miss his country's culture. This captures everything that is wrong with this party right here, these 2 clips.
Yep.
Absolutely zero concern of any kind for the brutalized victims of illegal immigrants.
A sitting governor and a former vice presidential candidate of a national party to make a statement like that.
Yes.
That is showing you the depths of depravity of this culture for anybody who approves of that. There are people in this country, and I'm listening to them, who call for the death penalty for child criminal sexual rape like this. We've had it in this state. I remember years ago, I believe it was Kevin Bryant, when he was in the state Senate, tried to introduce a bill for there to be the death penalty for child sexual predators who raped a child.
Well, it passed in Florida. They did it. They voted on it. Passed it. Signed into law. And that's how it should be. That's what a decent society does.
Well, it's also what they did in the Old Testament. Take them out back and stone them.
Yeah. Use small rocks and take your time, in my opinion. I was just me. I add that in, you know.
That's good. I like that. That's maybe consider cruel or unusual punishment, Tara, but, you know.
Oh, it's not enough. No, it's not enough.
Maybe you need assault-style rocks. You're looking for high-capacity rock magazines, right?
Right. Exactly. Whatever. A rock rocket launcher, right?
Yes, there you go.
All right. Let me bring this back right at this moment, because, you know, lest you think that Tim Walz And again, what I open the show with here is this. This guy is so comfortable with child sex abuse. He is wide-eyed with wonder. He truly doesn't understand why we would deport this guy. And if you watch the videos, I'm sitting here watching it 2-3 times as I'm recording it, right? His mouth is hanging open. He really doesn't understand, Lee. He's not being facetious. He's not trying to be sarcastic. I don't understand. He really doesn't understand why child rapists can't just be turned loose in a neighborhood if they're illegal immigrants. Now, if they were Republican, that would be a different thing. But why can't this guy just go about his business? He doesn't understand. And I want to come back to this. I want to play this. And I meant to play this a lot, and I didn't after Trump's State of the Union address. Remember when he asked Democrats, stand up if you choose the safety of Americans over illegal immigrants.
Right.
Only John Fetterman stood up.
Yeah.
The only Democrat to do it. And not only did they sit there, they sat there and glared with absolute rage in their faces. Some of them looking downright, I hate to say it, demonic. Particularly Rashida Tlaib. Wow. Just rage on their faces that they would even be asked such a ridiculous question. Of course we're for illegal immigrant rapists.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
And they're sitting and glaring, rage on their faces. They hate you. They hate me.
These people are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
While speaking to the news media today, the governor was asked about the 42-year-old father's recent deportation.
Did that make us any safer? Did that make the children that are left behind any more stable?
Hell yeah, it made us safer. An illegal immigrant repeat child rapist. Yeah, we're safer. Much safer. And he's in stiffo. He's still in so much grief over the loss of this illegal. He came out and made a statement. He can't let it go that Marco Rubio deported a child rapist. He can't let it go. He can't understand. It's still on his mind. Can you imagine these people with absolute power? And folks, anybody who compromises with these people, anybody has to go. And that includes all four Republicans who right now are voting against the SAVE Act. Well, come on, just give us a little bipartisanship. Just a little compromise with this. How do you compromise with that? Well, we'll keep the child rapist for 10 years and then Laos can have him for the other. I mean, how do you do that? Oh, geez, folks. Hey, but the good news is we're winning on this deportation thing. That coming up next.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, last year, a staggering 36,000 people died in auto accidents. And that's actually good news. Why? Because the year before that, it was 38,000. At least it's going in the right direction. I don't know if you're like me or not, but every time someone I love goes out the door, and I mean every time, I get nervous about it. Maybe it's because as a Cub reporter, my first job was being sent to auto accident scenes to photograph them. And folks, I saw stuff I'll never get out of my head. So I worry because it's very real for me. But there's something that you can do, surprisingly, that will dramatically decrease your chances of dying in a fatal wreck. New study, and this is out of Charlotte, People's Republic of, just up the road, but that's okay because you can absolutely learn from this. What's the best way not to die in a fiery wreck? Stay off the road at night during these specific hours. 20% of Charlotte's fatal car crashes, the largest percentage, happened between these specific hours, between midnight and 3 a.m. So that's by far the largest category. 1 in 5 in those 3 hours, midnight to 3 a.m., stay off the roads. Why? Because selfish people drink. People too selfish to call an Uber. Absolute selfishness. Total disregard for human life. If it was me, you get caught with a DUI one time, loss of driver's license for life. No second chances. It's just too easy a crime to just not do. It's called Uber. Download it. You drink? Cool. If you really gotta go somewhere, call the Uber. 1 in 5 of Charlotte's fatal crashes in 2024 struck in a single 3 hour span, 3 a.m. to midnight. New crash data shows 21 of the city's 107 fatal wrecks fell in that window. Midnight to 3 a.m., more than any other stretch of the day. The single worst hour to drive, I've always wanted these statistics, the single worst hour to drive was 2 a.m. with 10 deadly crashes on its own, making it the most lethal hour on Charlotte's roads all year. And again, the reason I'm reading this is because I bet you it's very similar here, if not exactly the same. 2 a.m., the most lethal hour. And I saw this, I think of Lee's News all the time. I mean, this is when you see these catastrophic crashes. It's often in these hours. Now, drunk driving is clearly the driver, okay? Because 62% of the crashes in the midnight to 3 a.m. window involved a driver over the legal limit, rising to 55% in the 2 a.m. hour alone, right? But not all of them involved alcohol. So 62% of the crashes did. So, you know, whatever you do, you do not want to drive between midnight and 3 a.m. when 62% of the crashes, that is the most fatal crashes all day long, 62% of them, you know, involve alcohol. The rest don't, though. Why? Because we're talking about fatigue. It's dark. That naturally makes your body sleepy. Risk stays high straight through dawn. So between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., fatigue takes over from drink as the main threat, with 12 more deadly crashes and a 50% impairment rate. So what does this tell us? People driving between midnight and 6 a.m., if they're not drunk, they're driving like they are because they're tired. Folks, and I bet a lot of this is people just coming home from shift work, because I could tell you what, when I drive home from doing this, I am wrecked. And it's daylight. I'm very tired as I come in here so early. There have been many times where I have a system I use. I roll the window down in the winter when it's cold, and I sing Bingo on the way home. Like, you know, you really have to think, you know, B-I-N-G-O and then I-N-G-O and then just N-G-O. I've done that many times. And that's me during the day. I mean, if it was night out, I'd be even more sleepy. And that's not me every day, but it happen a few times and once. But yeah, I'm exhausted doing this. Anybody who works shift work knows that. I'm saying that because I bet you a lot of people coming home now know exactly what I'm talking about. Shift work will just wreck your body. There's, you know, you could nap during the day, but it doesn't matter. You're never going to be right while you're doing it. And that's when those folks are on the road. And God bless them. I know you're just trying to take care of your family. Same here. But you know, it's dangerous. So basic survival tactics, folks, you should do just about anything you can to avoid driving midnight to 6 a.m. Now, when are the safest hours of the day to drive? Noon to 3 p.m. Saw just 3 fatal crashes all year, the lowest of any window. Again, compared to 21 of 107 fatal wrecks in the midnight to 3 a.m. window. And folks, when you see, and so much of this is, it's our circadian rhythms, it's our body. Evening brings a second spike. So 9 p.m. to midnight span, 18 fatal crashes fueled by a mix of drink, speed, and late travel. So the pattern points to a clear shift. Post-midnight risk is driven you know, buy drink. About, you know, between 50-60% of the time, and the rest, you know, fatigue. And then after that, traffic and speed. So, great data here. And just a reminder, hey, listen, if it's 9 p.m. and you want some ice cream, you don't really need ice cream anyway. Just stay home. It's not worth it. Go during the day. It's surprisingly safe. 4 fatalities during the day. By the way, when I was in Charlotte, the last story that I did as a reporter, what did I learn from it? I wanted to know where people die in auto wrecks. And we didn't really have the internet, you know, as much then as we do now. So I had a big map on the wall, and I took a thumbtack and put one in for every fatal wreck. And you know where just shy of 50% of the wrecks happened? The biggest category, nothing else was close. And it surprised me. I thought it was going to be intersections. That was about 30%, right? So they're dangerous. No, it was within the first quarter mile onto the highway after an exit. So, you know, people merging onto the highway, the first quarter mile, just shy of 50% of wrecks. There is no more dangerous place on the road anywhere. And folks, by the way, when I was looking at that in Charlotte, it wasn't just one exit or 5 exits along 85 or something like that. It was all of the exits. It didn't seem to matter what exits, which was where people are merging into traffic. So just some tips for staying alive, staying safe out there. All right, your shift working, go home, get some sleep.
President Trump now reversing DHS policy to temporarily pause ICE traffic stops, saying that would be playing right into the criminals' hands.
So just about 24 hours after ICE ordered a pause to most traffic stops, the president ordered a reverse in course, posting on Truth Social this morning, quote, "We cannot give up on one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools, the traffic stop. Telling ICE to be judicious, fair, and smart, and go back and do your very important job." The reversal follows 2 deadly ICE-involved shootings in less than a week, both during traffic stops. In Maine, a Colombian national was killed after DHS says he drove towards agents, calling it a public safety threat. And in Texas, a federal search warrant alleges that the Mexican national who was shot and killed by an agent was driving a van with 3 bags of what police say appeared to be meth. The agents in both shootings were not wearing body cameras. DHS says more than half of its field offices have them, and the rest of the teams will receive body cams in the next 60 days. Trace.
Okay. Good for Trump. Good for Trump. Folks, this guy, Mark Wayne Mullen, he's going to be a problem. You can already tell. You take somebody out of the Senate, it's the mentality there, and this guy goes without getting Trump's approval and yanks the most critical, the most important operation that they do across the country, just yanks it. And Trump, of course, rightly steps in and reverses it. Here's Tom Homan talking about that.
Vehicle stops are a main tool for us to do our job. And we got to continue that. I think it was blown out of proportion a little bit. I don't think Mark Wayne Mullen ever intended people to think we're doing away with the policy. He wanted to do a short-term policy to make sure that the agents out there on these operations have the vehicle stop training. I mean,
yeah, it was a top 10 story all day yesterday, not just in the country, in our country, but in the world on Topic Pulse. Why? Because the left was ecstatic. They thought they won. They could keep their criminals, their child sex offenders, their cartel members. They thought they won, folks. The absurdity of this. Okay, let's use facts. My favorite thing. How many shootings have we had from ICE so far this year? Okay, last month, keep in mind, record number of deportations for all time from this country. Why? Because we had several court cases go our way. It's going to be this way from now on. That's why the left is going wild. That's why illegal immigrant cartel methamphetamine traffickers are going wild and trying to ram ICE with their vehicles, knowing Democrats will swoop in and defend them. And that's what this guy in Houston did. He tried to hit and kill the ICE agent with his vehicle. He got what he deserved. He got shot. Do it again, buddy. You should be treated exactly as an American, myself, would be treated if I ram a sheriff's deputy's vehicle who's pulling me over. If I ram a police vehicle, I'm getting shot. I'm dang lucky if I don't. This idea, well, illegals can't be shot and we have to train them some more to train them not to shoot the illegal trying to kill them. No, we don't. Kill them. Public service, folks, because guess what? The sweet father from Columbia in Texas, you heard the story, right? That caused all this, caused Mark Wayne Mullen to just wild pull all the traffic stops. ICE can't do traffic stops, their main way of catching illegals. It was a sweet dad. He'd been here for decades and it was so sad. What? He had methamphetamine in his car? A lot of it? What did the Democrats say? What did the media say again? He was on his way to work? Just a dad on his way to work. What, selling meth? Is that what he does? Do you know anybody else who takes meth to work? Yeah, I don't either. Except drug dealers. Drug dealers take meth to work. And as you heard right there, you heard former federal prosecutor Vic Pasad saying, look, this is what the cartels teach them. Resist. But here's the thing, folks, and I'm going to bottom line this with facts. This idea, well, we've had 17 ICE shootings this year. We have to stop it. I'm sorry, how many ICE shootings again did Barack Obama have in 2012? When we weren't deporting anywhere near what we're deporting right now. 55. Wait, it's July and we're at 17. Mm-hmm. So we're on track to have fewer ICE shootings this year while deporting a record number of people than Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Well, so why do we have to stop pulling people over? But Obama didn't. Why? Because we're Republicans. Dual justice system, different standards. Nuh-uh, homie, don't play that. As they used to say on one of my favorite shows, In Living Color. One of the funniest shows ever. If you're looking for something funny to watch on YouTube video, oh my gosh, I was watching on the treadmill a couple days ago. I just had tears rolling down my face. I forgot how funny it was when people could just, Americans could just say stuff. Didn't matter if you're black or white. Oh my gosh, that show was funny. Anyway, yeah, no, we have 17 shootings. We've got to disband all ICE enforcement involving vehicles because a precious illegal immigrant drug trafficker got shot after ramming an ICE agent. Are you kidding me? Again, when Barack Obama's ICE agents were shooting more people a year, 55. No. And I'm glad Trump stepped in and corrected Mark Wayne Mullen. But what you can see here, folks, this guy's going to be a problem. You know what needs to happen? Mark Wayne Mullen needs to go away, and he's going to be... Kristi Noem was nuts, but she didn't bend to this kind of pressure. You know, we need to ring back Greg Bovino. Greg Bovino got it done. But he made the Democrats mad, so he had to go. It was a mistake by Trump, but I'm glad that yesterday Trump reversed himself. Good. This is what it takes to keep Americans safe.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Latte for Kenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.